Oh, at hasu nupchith atma tlahui. It is Monday or day one today. Nupchith atma. That is one of the things you're going to start learning how to say today. Nupchith means one day. It also means day one or Monday. Nupchith atma. It is now Monday. We have started to learn the number system of Nuchanalth. We're going to learn today how to count from 1 to 100. So far, you beginners have learned to count to 5. As soon as this lecture is over, you'll practice counting from 6 to 10. In this lecture, I'll be talking about the plural forms of nouns. I'll be talking about the diminutive ending -is and about quantifiers in general. Let's start with -is. You've already encountered -is. It's the ending in -dutnes, which is a child. And in this lesson, you're also learning the plural form of child, which is datna or datnes. The word for child can have the word can have the ending is or not. By default, datnes are pronounced with is. So by default, when we talk about children, we put the is ending on because children are small. There are cases where we do not use is, in particular when we're talking about someone's adult child, right? So, for example, William is Charles's adult child. So we might say, for example, Ohokma Charles Dutna William. We would not call William Dutnaeus because he's an adult now. But except in that case, we almost always use is when on the word for child. It is a very useful practice to practice pronouncing the word for child and children, both with and without -is. So that gives us 4 forms. Singular datna or datneis, plural datna or datneis. Notice that the final A umlauts when followed by the ending -is, because the environment for umlaut is when an A is separated from an I only by a glottal stop. Let's say those forms one more time. Datna, datneis, datna, datneis. All of you will need to practice those forms many times before you're comfortable with them because they are challenging for English-speaking learners to say. In addition to nouns for small things, the diminutive ending -is is also used on small amounts. So the word for few, for example, the quantifier for few is kapma, but we rarely hear it in that form. Usually we hear it in the form kapmeis, few, kapmeis. So, for example, to say there are many children, I would say ayama datneis, ayama datneis. But to say there are a few children, I would say kapmeisma datneis, kapmeisma datneis. Those of you who have studied European languages might ask why we don't use the plural form of the mood ending in a sentence like ayama datneis. Why don't we say, for example, ayama datneis? In English, French, German, Spanish, we pretty strictly reflect plurality of a subject on the agreement on the verb. But Nuchanalth is different. The -us ending, that means they, is used sparingly in Nuchanalth. It is used mainly when we're talking about a they who are clearly identifiable. So, for example, if I want to say that Marie and Bethany are here, I might say Hithma-us Marie Bethany, Hithma-us Marie Bethany, because they are two clearly identifiable people that I can name. Whereas if there's a crowd of children here, I might just say Hithma Datneisi. The children are here. Hithma Datneisi. And I'm not bothering to identify them individually. And so I also would not use the plural agreement us in Nuchanalth. So general rule, plural agreement us in Nuchanalth is used sparingly. We can compare this to plural nouns. Nuchanalth does mark plurality on nouns, just like English does. In addition, Nuchanalth can mark adjectives and verbs as plural. An adjective is plural if it describes more than one thing, and a verb is plural if its subject is plural. But not every noun in New Chanoth is pluralized. In a few minutes, we're going to do an exercise where I ask you to count men, women, children, books, pens, chairs, and so on. The general rule in New Chanoth is that words for people are regularly pluralized. So man, woman, and child will be pluralized to men, women, and children when appropriate in New Chanoth. However, non-human nouns, for example, book, pen, chair, are generally not pluralized. So a pen is kitsyuk, and we would also call many pens kitsyuk, unless it were very important to show that it was plural. So, for example, to say that there's one man versus many men, I might say tsawakma chakup, there is one man, versus katsama chakupeh, there are three men. So I reflect the plurality on the word. Chakup, one man, chakupeh, two or more men. But if I'm talking about pens, tsawakma kitsyak, there is one pen, katsama kitsyak, there are three pens. Kitsyak has the same form in either case. There are exceptions to this generalization. So there are a few important inhuman, non-human nouns that do pluralize. For example, songs, names, mountains, and dogs are all examples of non-human nouns that regularly pluralize. But for the most part, non-human nouns do not pluralize. In the lesson that we studied together this morning, the plural form that I gave you for people was kot koas, singular koas, plural kot koas. But in fact, in East Barkley Sound, the preferred plural form of people is kokwas, kokwas. And I'll put that in the chat. Well, the answer is a bit nuanced. Let me finish first what I was going to say about person, and then I'll address Bethany's question, which is a very good one. First of all, ho'as, which is the general word for person, it means human being, ho'as, but it tends to mean man, a male adult, as opposed to a woman, and it also tends to mean an indigenous person, as opposed to a non-indigenous person. A non-indigenous person is usually called mamathni, or at least traditionally, people were typically identified by their race. So New Chanoth speakers would call an indigenous person ko'as, but they would call a white person mamathni. That is changing these days, and young people are comfortable calling any human being ko'as, but that was not the way it was done traditionally. I've also given you three different plural forms of ko'as. Which one of these forms is preferred depends on dialect. So the forms are ko'as, kot ko'as, ko'as minh. These use three different strategies for pluralizing. Ko'as is simply reduplicated from ko'as and then contracted. Kot ko'as is reduplicated with an infix t, just like datneis, datneis. Ko'as minh uses the regular plural ending minh. So when we need to pluralize something that doesn't already have its own special plural form, by default we use the suffix minh. So this is like the default s in English. We pluralize most nouns in English by adding an s, which is often pronounced as a z, but it's written as an s. In New Chanoth, the counterpart to the English s is minh, which begins with a glottalized m, minh. That is the default plural ending if there's no better way to say plural. In East Barkley Sound, the preferred plural of ko'as is ko'kwas. Ko'kwas. So for you, most of you are studying East Barkley Sound, and you should use ko'kwas. But for those of you learning Tloquit or Euclid dialects, The preferred plural is quotpoas. Bethany asked a good question, which is, what about words that are not strictly speaking nouns, but do refer to people? And I've given you a couple of examples here. One is warrior, wi'ak. The other is worker, mamukhsi. Bethany actually asked about weaver, which is a more complicated question. So I'm just going to talk about worker here. Roughly speaking, these words have plural forms, but they're not required. So I think when you use a word that refers to a person that's not a noun, you don't have to pluralize it, but you can. The singular of warrior is wi'uk, the plural is witwak, but actually this is an adjective. The adjective wi'uk means stubborn, angry, strong. So it's essentially an adjective. And in old texts, like for example, we read most of the text, A Fight for a Drift Whale, and that text refers to warriors, and they are called wi'uk. In modern New Channel, the plural witwak is used in both singular and plural contexts. So in modern New Channel, people, lots of speakers would just say, it's a wakma witwak, atlama witwak. And wi'uk, the singular form, is used when they mean the adjective. I use this word in a conservative way. So I would say it's a wakma wi'uk, atlama witwak, but that is not the way many speakers use it. So there's optionality here. There's variation and optionality. Similarly with mamukhsi, worker, if you're talking about more than one worker, you could pluralize it to mamukhsi min, but you could also get away with saying mamukhsi. You all have also seen the plurals for young man and young woman, which are very frequent words, and you should learn those as well. So please immediately add to your repertoire the singular and plural forms of child, man, woman, human being, young man, and young woman. Young woman is hakwat, plural hat hakwat. So it pluralizes the same way as statneis, statneis, by infixing a T. Hakwat, hat hakwat. The forms of young man are hawithak, hawihak. So it pluralizes similarly to chakupih thutsameh by suffixing an ih. So you must have gathered by now that there are several strategies for pluralizing a noun in New Channel. So anytime you learn a new noun for a human being, you need to find out, does it have a special plural form? And there really aren't that many of these to keep track of. There are many words that we use to describe human beings, but only some of them are nouns, only some of them are frequent. It's very important to learn the singular and plural forms of the frequent ones, but I would say there are fewer than 20 of those. Once you've learned the singular and plural forms of child, human being, woman, young woman, you'll also need to learn baby, elder, chief, princess, and a few others, as well as those that small number of non-human nouns that I mentioned that also have special plural forms. So your task in New Channel is much easier, I would say, than having to learn all of the plural forms in German. Let's talk about quantifiers now. A quantifier is a word that says how many. Numbers are a particular kind of quantifier. Numbers say exactly how many of something we're talking about. Tzawak, atla, katsa, mu, sucha. These are numbers. But we also have quantifiers that are not numbers. Hachatak or hishuk, aya, ush, wikit. These are examples of quantifiers that are not numbers. They mean all, many, some, few, none. So there are quantifiers that are numbers and quantifiers that are not numbers. There is an easy way for you to study these which is the first words resource, which I'm going to turn to now. We're looking at the first words resource, and I'm going to give you an overview of all of the quantifiers in the first words resource up through chunk four. That's chunk four out of five. Remember, these 1,000 words are divided into five chunks of 200 words each. And chunks one through four, I would like all of you to be responsible for this term. By the end of this term, you all should have mastered all of the quantifiers in chunks one through four. Let's start with chunk one. We're looking at the chunk one quantifiers, which is on page four of first words. And some of these words we've already learned. We have here the numbers one through five. Tsawak atlak hatsamu sucha. In addition, we have the very important quantifiers Hishuk, Hachatak, Wikit, Wikitchit, Aya, Ayichit, Ush. All, none, many, some. There are two different alls given here, Hishuk and Hachatak. These are different for East and West Barkley Sound. So in East Barkley Sound, which is what most of you are learning, the word for all is Hachatak. But in West Barkley Sound, it is Hishuk. These mean exactly the same thing, just a different dialect preference. Some quantifiers also have complete aspect forms. Quantifiers, by default, are in the continuous aspect. We talk about how much of something there is without beginning or end. But occasionally, it is convenient to have a complete aspect form. A couple of quantifiers with complete aspect forms are wikitshik, which is literally start being none, which is used to mean disappear or run out. Wikitshik. There's also ayichit, which is the complete form of aya. Ayichit means to become many. So this can mean multiply, a lot of people gather, a lot of children are born, a place grows in population. These are all cases where we might want to use the complete form ayichit. These are the chunk one quantifiers, which you should all learn as soon as possible, if you haven't already. Let's move on to chunk two. These are the quantifiers in chunk two. We start with ana, which means only. This is different from the ana that means how many. This is something confusing about East Barkley Sound dialect. In most dialects, the question word for how many is una, with a u in the first syllable, una. Only in East Barkley Sound, and sometimes in West Barkley Sound, the word is pronounced ana. And this is unfortunately identical with the word for only. So if you are learning East Barkley Sound dialect, you have to decide from context whether ana means how many or only. It can mean either one. Next, we have the numbers 6 through 10. Nupu atpu atakwal tsawakwal hayu. And I'll say more about those in a minute. Then we have the 20s, from 20 through 100. Tsakhets, atleq, khatsteq, muyeq, sucheq. I would like to point out some systematic patterns in how the numbers from 6 through 10 and 20 through 100 are built, because these will help you remember them. The numbers 6, 7, 8, and 9 are all complex. They are based on the words for 1 and 2, because 6 and 7 are 1 and 2 away from 5, respectively, and 8 and 9 are 2 and 1 away from 10, respectively. And human beings like to count by 5s and 10s, because we happen to have 5 fingers on each hand. This is actually kind of unfortunate, because 10 is a really bad base. It would be a lot more convenient if we had 12 fingers, because 12 is a much better base to count on. But what are you going to do? Let me start by identifying the root nup. Nup is an alternate root for one. So there are actually two roots for one in Nuchanal. One is tsawa, the other is nup. The usual root for one is tsawa. That's the one we use the most. But nup is used in a few restricted cases. We use it when counting with counting suffixes, which you're going to learn about in just a minute. And it's also used in the number six. So take a look at the numbers for 6 and 7. Nupu, atpu. They both end in pu. It seems that pu is an old number for 5. So nupu is literally 1-5, and atpu is literally 2-5. Now take a look at 8 and 9. Atlakwath, tzawakwath. They both end in kwath. Kwath is a suffix that's used in other words as well, which means missing. Hitakwath, for example, means missing. Atlakwath means two are missing. Tzawakwath means one is missing. So the number 8, atlakwath, is literally two are missing because in order to make 10. 9, tzawakwath, means one is missing in order to make 10. It's very common for beginners to mix up these numbers, 6, 7, 8, and 9, because they sound similar, they share a lot of roots and endings. But if you think back to how these words are built, you should be able to correct yourself in the moment until you learn them by heart. So 6 through 9, nupu, atpu, atlakwath, tzawakwath, are built systematically according to the patterns that I just described. Now let's take a look at the 20s. Tzakeitz, atleik, katztzeik, muyik, sucheik. Some of you will have already noticed that 40, 60, 80, and 100 look very similar to the words 2, 3, 4, 5. That's because we're counting by 20s or scores. In conservative English, 2 score is 40, 3 score is 60, 4 score is 80. Just like in Abraham Lincoln's famous speech, 4 score and 7 years ago, he was counting the number of years from the founding of the United States to the present day, his present day. Nuchanoth also counts by scores. So the word for 20, tzakeitz, is its own word. It's not related to anything else. But once we get to 40, we take the number 2 and add the suffix ik. Atla plus ik is pronounced atleik. It's literally 2 score or 2 twenties. That's what atleik means. Similarly, 60 is katzik, 80 is muyik, 100 is suchik. Notice that muyik, 80, is short, long. Even though the word mu has a long vowel, muyik is short, long. So the numbers 20 you have to memorize, but 40, 60, 80, and 100 are systematically built. And you should be able to rebuild them in the moment if you forget them. Eventually, after you use numbers enough, you won't have to do that anymore, and you'll just have them memorized. That was a description of the patterns by which the numbers 6 through 10 and 40 through 100 are built. Are there any questions about those patterns before I move on? There we go. Numbers like 1, 10, 40 have their own names, but how do we say numbers that do not have their own names, like 11? These numbers we form with addition. 11 is 10 and 1. Hayu, ish, tzawak. And here I'm using the short form of the word ish, and. It also has a longer form, oh, ish, but that's almost never used for numbers. So 11 through 20 are Hayu ish tzawak, Hayu ish atla, Hayu ish katsa, Hayu ish mu, Hayu ish sucha, Hayu ish nupu, Hayu ish atlpu, Hayu ish atlakwal, Hayu ish tzawakwal, tzakeitz. 21 is tzakeitz ish tzawak, and so on. What about 30? 30 is tzakeitz ish hayu. 20 and 10, because there is no word for 30 in Nuchanoth. So we get it by adding 20 and 10. 39 is tzakeitz ish hayu ish tzawakwath. 20 and 10 and 9. Same for 50, 70, and 90. 50 is atleik ish hayu. 70 is katztzeik ish hayu. 90 is muyik ish hayu. 99 is Muyik ish hayu ish tzawakwath. And now you have all the information you need to give any number from 1 to 100. Does anyone have any doubt that they can give a number from 1 to 100? Let me quiz you. How do we say 22? Zakaits ish atla. Correct. How about 37? A'aqo atha'a 37. Zakaits ish hayu ish atpu. Correct. Let's do one more. A'aqo atha'a 81. Muyik ish tzawak. Correct. Very good. Yeah, so the Nuchanoth number system is not complex. It is quite regular, right? It's much simpler, for example, than the Kwakwala number system or the French number system, for that matter. Once you get above 10, it follows very, very simple rules. Eventually, we'll talk about how to count higher than 100, but these numbers will meet most of your needs for a while, I think. Next, I'm going to talk about counting suffixes. So Nuchanov has special suffixes for counting certain types of things. This is something that we have traces of in English, but don't really do. Whereas if you've studied Japanese or Mandarin, you might have encountered a system like this before. We're now at the block three quantifiers, which are on page 11. And here we're starting to introduce counting suffixes. The first counting suffix that we'll learn is kems. Kems is for counting chunks, that is, things that are round or chunky in shape. Chunks include dollars and balls, moons or months, and fat babies. All of those things are chunks, and we count them with kems. One chunk is nup kems. Two through four chunks are atl kems, chats tsa kems, mu kums. Now there are some interesting things going on here. Nup kems, atl kems, chats tsa kems, mu kums. The first thing has to do with the numbers 1 and 2. The numbers 1 and 2 are tsawak atla, when they're by themselves, tsawak atla. But one chunk is nup kems. It sounds nothing like tsawak. Here we're using the other root for one, right? The root nup is used with counting suffixes. Kemh is a counting suffix, so one chunk is nup kemh. The number two is normally atla. It's normally two syllables long, and it has that same form, two syllables, when combining with most suffixes, except counting suffixes. With counting suffixes, the number two is only one syllable long, atl. This is another irregularity. But when we get to three, katsa kemh, it's quite regular. We use the regular form of the number, katsa plus kemh, and nothing funny happens. Mu kumh is a little different. Notice that the vowel of the suffix has changed from an I to a U. Mu kumh. What's happening here? I've mentioned before that rounding likes to travel rightward in Nuchanoth. It can't move through most consonants, but there are four consonants it can move through, which are K, Q, X, and back X. Those are the consonants that like to be rounded. And rounding can not only round them, it can also move through them. And that's what's happening in Mu Kum. The rounding of Mu is moving through the Q and into the following vowel. And this is also going to happen with Atpu, 7, and Hayu, 10, which also end in U. So let's count chunks up to 10. Nup kemh, atl kemh, katz tsa kemh, mu kumh, su tsa kemh, nupu kumh, atlpu kumh, atlakwas kemh, tsawakwas kemh, hayu kumh. After two, they're all very regular, except for the ones that end in U. That rounding moves rightward. But this is a very general feature of the language that's not found only with this suffix. Good question. The question is, what if we add kemh to a complex number, like 27? And the answer is kemh goes to the end of the number. So 27 is tsakeits ish atpo. $27 is tsakeits ish atpukumh. Kempf is our first counting suffix, and you're about to learn three more. Our second counting suffix is chich. We use this to count days. In first words, you have the forms for the numbers 1 through 4. So 1 day, 2 days, 3 days, 4 days. Let's count. Huxchi atlin. Let's count. Nupchich. Atchich. Katzatchich. Muchich. Next, we have the suffix ch, which is for counting years. 1 year, 2 years, 3 years, 4 years are nupch, atch, katzatch, muchich. All of these are counting suffixes, and with all of these, 1 and 2 take their special forms. 1 becomes nup, and 2 becomes atch, only with these counting suffixes. The forms after 2 are almost all regular. You'll notice that the suffix chich, which is for counting days, has a week-long vowel, which is pronounced long only in a second syllable. So after the monosyllabic numbers 1, 2, and 4, we get a long vowel. Nupchich, atchich, muchich. But after the disyllabic numbers, which are most of them, we get short chich, katzatchich, suchachich, nupuchich, atpuchich, atlakwalchich, and so on. I'm about to move on from these three counting suffixes. We've just learned three counting suffixes in quick succession. Kemch, which is for counting chunks, chich, which is for counting days, and kech, which is for counting years. Any questions about these three suffixes? I said we were only going to cover three more counting suffixes, but in fact, we're going to cover 5 more, which gives us 3 to go. The three counting suffixes that are covered in chunk 4 are the number of people in a vehicle, number of times, and a clock. The suffix for people in a vehicle is ista. And counting from 1 to 4, we have tawista, atlista, katzista, muyista. Times are counted with pit. For example, nupit, atpit, katztupit, mupit. O'clock in Barkley sound is counted with the suffix pilchi. So we have nupilchi, atpilchi, katztupilchi, mupilchi. There are a few patterns and irregularities here that you need to memorize. But generally speaking, I've given you only the first 4 numbers for each counting suffix for a very good reason. That is because when there are irregularities, those irregularities are almost always restricted to the first 3 or 4 numbers. So if you know how to count to 4 with each one of these counting suffixes, you can almost always predict the forms for any other number. And this is true of any human language, including English, that when there are irregularities in the numbers, they are much more frequent in the smaller numbers. So 1 and 2 are much more likely to have irregular forms. Take the English words first and second. These are ordinal numbers, right? First, second, third, fourth, fifth, sixth, seventh. Most of those are regular. We make them just by adding th to the end of the number. But first and second are quite irregular. They don't sound anything like 1 and 2. Take the way we count times in English. Once, twice, 3 times, 4 times, 5 times, 6 times. So from 3 on, they're regular. But once and twice are irregular. And Nechanov is the same way. It's almost always the small numbers that are irregular, and the other numbers are regular. Now let's look specifically at what these patterns are. First of all, we see that ista, which is used for counting people in a vehicle, is not, strictly speaking, a counting suffix, because it does not use the special roots nup and ak. It just uses the regular roots tsawa and atla. Tsawista, one in a vehicle. However, times and a clock are counting suffixes, and they do use the special roots nup and ak. Here we have a couple of endings that start with a P, Pit for counting times, and Pichi for counting a clock. And these suffixes that start with a P do a couple of funny things. One is, after nup, we ought to get a double P, right? One time should be nup pit with double P, but it's not. One of those P's is simply dropped. And this is probably because this is a frequent word that's used a lot, and people over time wore the word down. So one time is nup pit, 1 o'clock is nup ilchi. We have only one P in the middle there instead of the two that we might expect. The number three, katsa, gets pronounced katsu before a counting suffix that starts with a P. So three times is katsupit, and 3 o'clock is katsupilchi. That is another irregularity that only affects the number three. It does not affect other numbers that end in A. For example, five times 5 o'clock is suchapit, suchapilchi, perfectly regular. I have just shared with you the Nuchanoth numbers from 1 to 100. There are, in order to count from 1 to 100, you have to memorize only 15 words. That is the numbers 1 through 10, plus the 20s from 20 to 100. All of the other numbers are formed by addition using ish. I also covered several counting endings with you. Kemh for counting chunks, chih for counting days, kich for counting years, pit for times, pichi for counting a clock, and ista for counting people in a vehicle. When we count these things, we use these special suffixes to count them, and you need to memorize the forms for combining these suffixes with the numbers 1 through 4. If you memorize their forms with the numbers 1 through 4, you don't need to memorize the other numbers. You'll be able to predict all of the other numbers. But it's very important that you memorize the first four numbers. And you're going to need to do this on your own. So if you're lucky enough to have a conversation partner, you can take turns. You might challenge each other by saying, count chunks, to which the other, your partner will say, nopkemh, atkemh, katstakemh, mukemh. Or count years, nopkeich, atkeich. Count people in a vehicle. Tawista, atlista, katstista, muyista. This is going to involve some memorization. The very next thing that we're going to practice is some conversations where we talk about how many dollars we have, for which we're going to count, use the suffix for counting chunks. Excuse me. And years. We're going to talk about how old we are, which involves counting years. You've already seen that when there's no suffix for counting people, unlike some other languages that do a similar thing, Japanese and Mandarin have special words for counting people, but Nuchanoth doesn't. So for counting people, we just use regular numbers. So one man is simply tsawak chakup, but $1 is nupkemh. True, let's take a short break. Just a minute, and then we'll practice those conversations.